bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes, on 107.7 The Bronx. Just nominated for 10 2024 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Awards, including Best Radio Station and Best Morning Show for Wake Up Rider, as well as Best On-Air Personality, Social Media Campaign, Show Open, Promo Series, Production Director, and Faculty Advisor. I'm Matt Michalowski. The United States Army will be cutting down the size of its force by nearly 24,000. Most of these cuts come from primarily empty positions, focused mainly on counterinsurgency, which date back to the U.S.'s involvement in Iraq. Army Secretary Christine Wormuth spoke to ABC News, saying, "We're moving away from counterterrorism and counterinsurgency. We want to be postured for large-scale operations." Army Chief General Randy George further elaborated, "The things that we want to not have in our formation are actually things we don't think are going to make us successful on the battlefield going forward." As the Army shifts its focus for more large-scale and sophisticated enemies, they also face another challenge in recruiting, where they were short of their 60,000 enlistment goal by 15,000 last year. In music news, the ongoing Hotel California trial continues as Don Henley took to the witness stand again yesterday. Henley arrived to the stand carrying handwritten documents, which were drafts of previous Eagles songs. Henley proclaimed he had no recollection of voluntarily giving up the handwritten sheets of the Eagles' 1976 release, Hotel California, and was quoted saying, "I believe that my property was stolen." Three defendants are charged with scheming to conceal the lyrics page's disputed ownership and sell them despite knowing they had no right due to Henley's claims. The defendants have pleaded not guilty to all of these claims by the prosecution. Continuing with music, Rolling Stone broke news that two men have been found guilty in the 2002 murder of Run-DMC DJ Jam Master Jay. After weeks of testimony, the jurors delivered a decision to Carl Jordan Jr. and Ronald Washington, who had conspired to and conducted the murder of Jay, whose real name was Jason Mizell. The verdict comes more than two decades after a plethora of speculation of the events leading to Jay's death. Jordan and Washington were indicted in 2020 with another name in Jay Bryant added in 2023, who the government believe helped Jordan and Washington gain access to the DJ. Bryant is set to be tried in 2026. Although the verdict may be a relief to many Run-DMC fans, it wasn't without its detractors, as Judge LeShane D'Arcy Hall struggled to maintain order, with Washington himself exclaiming, "Y'all just killed two innocent people." That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes. On 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 winner and 2024 nominee of the Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Awards for Best Radio Station. This year's winner will be announced on Saturday, March 2nd in New York City. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.